This is Action Podcast with Paul Bailey and Gina Baxter.
Paul, hi. Hello from another sunny day in New York.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're enjoying your weather over there. In London here, it's really starting to get cold. Winter is on its way in. And when I get up in the morning, at the crack of morning to go to the gym, it's still dark now and the lights are still on outside. I'm not happy.
I'm not surprised. Well, I'm using a duvet at night now, which was my only kind of like...
Oh, it doesn't help me. It doesn't help me. I don't care. Don't tell me anymore. See, now I'm really depressed. Thanks.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you a little story that will kind of cheer you up, because this is just, it's kind of what happens when we just wait a little bit in the great U bend of life for things to pop up and surprise us. You know how, you know, when things get a bit challenging, we can think, oh God, I can't move through this. Nothing good is kind of coming. But actually, once we just almost surrender it, really, really good things come. I was walking around the village the other day, beautiful sun. I mean, even when it's sunny and you've got a great cup of coffee, if things are challenging, they're still challenging, you know. And I was just thinking, God, how am I going to manage with money? Where am I going to get work from? I'm going to have to get on the next plane home. And just a general kind of like feeling sorry for myself.
Yeah.
And I just thought, oh, well, sod it. I'm just going to sit down, have a coffee and just think about something else. And literally after about two slurps of great cappuccino, the phone rang and it was a guy who basically wanted some help with writing an essay. He was going into dental school and he wanted some help with writing this essay for a very, very good price. It was an ad that I'd replied to myself about a week earlier. And he was offering me the gig. It was incredible. So literally in 5 or 10 minutes from just going, sod it, I'm not going to worry anymore, to a kind of place of, I don't know, enjoying my coffee really and just being quite content with the now, that being in that moment, something really, really shifted.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? You can certainly benefit from when things just don't seem to be going your way. Almost taking a little time out and just readjusting your sort of psyche at the time to make yourself more accepting to something just positive happening in your life. I'd been having my coaching recently, and one of the things that my coach asked me to do was to follow two little sort of work practices for me to try out. One of them he called a gratitude ceremony, which sounds very grand and very exciting, but basically involved getting a piece of paper and writing down thank you repeatedly on the piece of paper. And if somebody's name popped up, you'd write down their name or a situation or something that you had reason to be thankful in your life for, then you write that down as well. And you just basically keep writing thank you, thank you, thank you, name of a person, thank you, thank you, thank you, until you fill the entire page with your gratitude.
Wow. Were you surprised at what came up?
Yes. Yeah, I was. And it was really, it was really heartwarming as well, because it does make you realize what you have in your life at the moment to be thankful of, and that things aren't actually that bad. You know, you're just having a bad day basically right now, and that actually overall your life is pretty cracking good actually.
It's true. I've done that because I've got this luxury of this amazing roof terrace up here. I can get an overview on everything, which often you can't at street level. Sometimes it's literally and metaphorically, it's quite difficult. And whenever I go up there, suddenly everything is like, ah, okay, just relax, you know, and look around and see what you have got. And it really, I mean, what you've just described there, that thank you list, I think is amazing. I'm definitely going to do that. It sounds so powerful.
It was a really great way of recognizing the good things that you have already. And another thing that he asked me to do as well, which is more of a forward-looking thing, was to basically have a mantra. And the mantra that I have was, I'm on the right path. And for that, to me, made me more excited and more interested in the things that were to come. So the first exercise that he gave me made me thankful and grateful for the things that I have now. And the second thing that he gave me, the mantra, which is, I'm on the right path, made me excited and thankful and glad of what was to come as well.
Well, that's really lovely. It's like when we were talking before, you mentioned, you know, the kind of excitement that a child has to, you know, Christmas Eve, the day before Christmas, for example, when they're, you know, full of expectancy and they don't know quite what they're going to get, but they're going to get some lovely presents. Is that the kind of energy that you're talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. It also really reminded me of a book I read many, many years ago on meditation called Moon Over Water. And in that book, it helped you put yourself into a state of what it called expectant gratitude.
Wow.
And it's quite a strange phrase to use, expectant gratitude. But if you can just think about the scenario that you just said of a child, you know, waiting for Christmas or a birthday, or somebody's going to give that child a present, and that child knowing, doesn't matter what it's going to be, it's going to be good because it's a gift and it's for me. And they're in that state of expectant gratitude right then. You'd hope so anyway.
Yeah, well, you hope so, yes.
And as an adult, you can almost create that sensation by remembering scenarios and situations where you've been in that situation, and you can be expectant gratitude centered. And it really does change your whole frame of mind.
I'm not surprised. And it's far more magnetic as well. More people are going to want to give to us with that kind of, if we've got that kind of energy, because it's just so attractive.
Yes.
And I think it's also a point probably worth mentioning. It doesn't matter when it's going to happen. We don't have to worry about when. It's just, I know something good is going to happen. I don't know when, but it is.
Yeah.
And I think by expecting it like that, it's just brilliant. It comes.
Yeah. And what I also find is that if, sometimes I'm very impatient and I want to get whatever I'm trying to get towards as quickly as possible. So quite often I can get frustrated when I don't get my present straight away sort of scenario.
Oh, yes, I know that one. Yeah.
And so if that happens, then I can switch over to the other exercise that I was given, which is the gratitude ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And writing down the thank yous for what I have now. And so that kind of gives you a little lift for the here and now, and then the expectant gratitude gives you something to look forward to in the future. So you kind of balance out the both. If one's lacking, you can do the other sort of thing.
That's brilliant, because there are going to be times if things... Because most of us are used to instant gratification. So if it's taking longer, there could be a tendency to just, you know, sod this, it ain't working. But to have that to go back to, the thank you page, so that could become like a habit, really. Anytime we're feeling stuck, just to write that page out would be really, really helpful.
Yeah.
Definitely I'm going to do that here.
If you're not into writing, you can just do it with your eyes shut, you know, just repeating it in your head, thank you, thank you, thank you. You could write it, you could draw it. There's you don't have to do it in one way. Do it in whatever way works for you and you feel comfortable with. You know, if I don't have anything around me at the time, for example, if I was at the gym, I can easily do this on the treadmill or on the elliptical machine, just shut my eyes and just start doing it in my head, and it works perfectly just as well for me.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. Have you noticed things changing? Have you kind of felt more at ease with waiting for things to change?
I have, and I found that the things that I have been waiting for quite a while tend to come that little bit quicker.
Yeah.
Possibly, maybe it's my perception, but basically, you know, I'm getting more clients, I'm getting more hits on my website, we're getting more listeners, all the things that are important to me and that I wish would just hurry up.
Yeah.
Now that I'm sort of trying to be thankful for what I have today and looking forward to what I'll get tomorrow, things just seem to be much more obvious to me that things are actually quite good.
Well, that's really good. I think also I think there's a tendency for all of us to just kind of, we're either in the past or we're in the future. And we're very rarely comfortable being in the present. So that exercise is also really good for grounding us in the here and now.
Yes.
Which is where all the magic happens.
Yeah.
Really.
So what do you do for your own sort of grounding ceremony? What sort of job do you give yourself to do when you need centering and balancing and just a little bit of gratitude and thanking yourself for what you've got?
I have a very long drink, but no, apart from a nice glass of red, no, what I normally do, and I'm going to be doing your thank you list from now, that's for sure, but I usually get myself into nature as soon as I possibly can, because that's the only thing that really, really calms my nervous system and really just connecting. I try, if it's sunny as well, I just like to take off my shoes and go barefoot, so I'm really, really connected with the earth. Obviously you can't do that in a city, or you know, colleagues might complain if you start doing it at work, but that's one way of doing it.
Although you do have a roof garden, don't you, so that kind of
gets
you out of the sort of city feel, because it lifts you and elevates you out of that feeling.
Oh, it does, totally. It's really beautiful. Yeah, or I'll nip up. It takes about 30 minutes to walk to Central Park from here. And there's another park called Washington Square Park, which is a bit closer. So I go down there as well, and I just literally, you know, lie down under a tree or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, really helps. And also I've been doing a lot more yoga, which I wasn't really doing much of in London. And that is brilliant. That really, really, oh God, it's fantastic. It just, you know, calms everything. It just changes your consciousness, helps physically, helps mentally. So I'd really recommend that to anyone that's been, you know, maybe thinking about doing it. Definitely try some yoga, because the exercises can be quite simple. You don't have to be super fit, and they're very gentle and slow. And we've been doing some breathing exercises as well called pranayama, and they're very good. Utilizing the breath really to, you know, for clarity really, and relaxation. So that's been really, really helpful for me here. Yeah, those two things have been brilliant.
All right. Well, we've got a couple of action tasks for people to take away from this podcast today that they can go and do. The thank you ceremony and the expectant gratitude. So something that they can try. And I'd love to hear what their experiences of doing that are. So do let us know. And as always, thank you very much, Gina. And I hope winter comes very quickly for you in New York.
Love you too.
Thanks, Gina. You take care.
And you. Bye now. Bye.
So in today's podcast, we were basically talking about gratitude and getting through those times that things don't quite seem to be going right for you. The first thing you need to do is ground or center yourself in whatever thing that works for you, whether that's getting out into nature, whether that's going to the gym, or maybe just curling up in a nice little cozy sofa with a roaring fire in front of you now that winter's on its way. Once you've done that, think about doing some of the exercises that we talked in the podcast about. So the thank you ceremony, where you write down thank you as many times as you possibly can, and write down other things that pop into your head, if it's a person or something that you've just recently done, just something that you'd be thankful of actually having right now. The next exercise is going to be for you to look forward to something in the future and have yourself in a mode of expectant gratitude, as if you're about to be given one of the best presents ever. Having yourself in that sense of mind will really benefit your positivity and start making things feel like they're going in the right direction for you. Good luck and enjoy.